me see here. Last time I was here, I gave my testimony, and I shared with you all some of my illnesses. Well, I've been back to the doctor since then, and as if I didn't have enough, he added one more. They did a CAT scan because I've been suffering with these migraines. I don't know if you ever saw the cartoon where the little cat or whatever the character is, his head blows off with dynamite. Well, when I laugh or get emotional or bend down to tie my shoes, that's what my head feels like. So they did a CAT scan. I've suffered with two types of migraines since I was 10. And what they found is that through my being born premature, I suffer from what they call the Shashari type 1 malformation. That's where your brain stem, the skull has to have a little curvature to give the brain stem room. I didn't get that curvature. Mine is flat. So it lays up against the brain stem, which puts pressure on the spine. And because I have arthritis of the spine and fibromyalgia, they said that I will suffer from chronic migraines probably every day of my life. And he said the only way to, I have a headache, I have one right now. But he said the only way to help slacken the migraines from coming on daily is to not laugh. To not get stressed, and
not
to not laugh,
I thought that would help us.
And to not get stressed, and not try to shout. I got a 15-year-old who's about to have a baby in a minute now, so her hormones are bouncing off the chart. That's hard to do, and not to bend down too fast to tie my shoes. So I said, pretty much, you're just telling me to just go away. I laughed at him when he said that, and I said, well, I guess what I'll have to do, because I am a comedian, I'm a family comedian, is that I'll have to learn to chuckle, and that tickled him. But I was sitting at home last week, and I was a little depressed because my head was hurting me just constantly, and I kept saying, Lord, I keep telling you I'm not Job. And a little voice said that I didn't ask you to be Job, but I asked you to have the faith of Job. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to start reading and try to find me some scripture to encourage me. And I came across Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And when I got to verses 1 through 6, it just says, a good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is a good face. It's good for the heart. That made me think. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. The heart of the fools is in the house of pleasure. It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than listen to the song of fools. From the crackling of those thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless. So that answered my question. God don't have time for me to sit around and foolishly laugh all day because he got work for me to do.
Amen.
So I'll be satisfied with just chuckling while I'm concentrating on what God has for me to do.
Amen.
But I do have my devotion for this month, which is, what do you think about when you think about the month of April? Spring, summer, Easter break. I used to think, rain, rain, go away, Trina wants to go out and play. Now when I think of April showers, I think of bringing in May flowers. Gardens, you reap what you sow, time to turn a new leaf, repent. Through God's grace, Jesus Christ was crucified and resurrected for our salvation. It's time for rebirth, a fresh start. When I think of April showers, I envision myself of stepping out into the first glint of warmth, planting the early seeds in my garden, waiting for the rain. As the rain begins to fall, ever so subtle, upon the ground, one drop lands on my eyelid, then my arms, like those gentle kisses Mama used to give to me whenever I fell down as a child. Drop, drop, kiss, kiss. The rain begins to pour. Just like the seeds in the ground, I stand outside absorbing every droplet, feeling its cleansing strength. Wash the hull of last year's pain from my skin. To this rain, I now chant, rain, rain, come again. I now thirst for it just like the newly planted seeds in my garden. I stand in the first April rain showers with no fear of catching cold, repenting my sins to God because I know it's true that we reap what we sow. Mm-hmm. I know that even though I am a Christian, I am bound to sin, but through the grace of God and forgiving the world his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and to rise again, my sins will be forgiven. Guilt, shame, and sorrow feeds evil. That's why I say, dear Lord, rain upon me and let my soul take root to thee. That's what I think of when I think of April showers. Dear God, please rain down on me.
Amen.
And my child said, how can you get so happy, Mama, when every time you go to the doctor, they tell you you got one more thing wrong with you? She said, aren't you afraid that one day they're going to tell you it's time for you to die or you're dying? I said, no. And I came across this song just when she had got through cancer and asked me this question. And I had to learn it. And I had to share it with you. And I just learned it. So, and I'm not a vocalist. So bear with me if I don't get it all right, but I'll do my best.
Way, oh, 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 oh,
Gene!